This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:10, I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Let's continue to study the legacy Paul left through his prison epistles. Colossians focuses on Christ as Lord because he is the creator of all. He alone can put real meaning into your life. He's the only true answer to the quest for God everyone has. He alone enables men to relate to each other in a healthy way. As it says in the book, Christ is all and in all. Either you let him be Lord of all or he is not Lord at all. Bobby Richardson, well-known American athlete, manifested a clear understanding of this main practical principle of Colossians when in a large meeting he prayed pointedly, Dear God, your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen. Philippians also was written from a prison cell where Paul faced death for the cause of Christ. His attitude and concern for the well-being of other Christians is inspiring. The insights he shared are worth mastering. You'll see Christ in the life of Paul more than in any other book he wrote, and that's what he focuses on in Philippians, knowing Christ and making him known at any cost. Corrie ten Boom observed that if a bird is flying for pleasure, it flies with the wind, but if it meets danger, it turns and faces the wind, in order that it may rise higher. Paul often faced danger, even death, but like the bird, he was driven to seek the higher place through these experiences.